Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representative representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Tristan
Asme,
thank you. Now, who is the Estonian ambassador, and this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So, welcome, Tristan, and thank you for being with us. And first of all, what's 27 Times Cinema project about, and what does this opportunity mean to you?
I think it's about the integration of all of the European countries. And for me, it's an opportunity to get into the industry of cinema and actually learn how to analyze all of those films. Because, I mean, if you do it in your home country, there's kind of a pattern how people do it. And now I realize that it gives so much that we have all of those different cultures together and we have so many different perspectives. But in the end, we come to the kind of the same conclusions.
I read from your profile that your dream job would be working as a cinematographer. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
One of my dreams.
One of your dreams. And yeah. Why?
I think it's the dream I have now, but it's not fixed. I believe that my actual dream is to just be happy, and at the moment I feel like working with my own camera and doing my own projects is what makes me happy, and seeing all those bigger productions sometimes makes me a little bit sad because I feel like you don't have the opportunity to change things. Like, for example, you imagine being like a big director and you have this wonderful thought during the night and the next day you're shooting it, but you cannot change it anymore because you have all of those people around you. So that's like a sad thing about it. So I really like to be in control of making my own things, making it with the people I know. And I mean, I would like to direct and film and act in my own things. If it's possible, if it would be possible.
Okay, so yeah. Never-ending film.
Oh yeah, I'm living in a film.
Or maybe something that you can change every day and every day as you feel.
Yeah, you know? That's true. It's like performance art. I'm really into performance art, and I love this field because even if you have something you worked on for years or months, whatever, you can go on a stage and sometimes just not do anything if you feel that way. And I feel like that's so pure, and that's what I would like to see more in cinema as well. Like, you know, amateurs, I think they give like a whole new world to the cinema.
And tell us more about yourself and what's your background. So studies, work experiences.
Well, I've done quite a few things. I played violin for 13 years, which gives me the background of music. And I don't know, I think music and film and cinematography, like, and the videography that I work on, the knowledge of music, like, makes it better because I can time things. I feel like it's really important to know about the sound as well. And, like, right now I study philosophy, which gives the background to everything I do, kind of. And then I do my own videos, basically music videos. I work a lot together with my girlfriend because she is an artist in Estonia. And yeah, we just like to do things together. Like, she's a performance artist, she's a singer, I make the videos, and that's basically what I do.
Okay, and you are the ambassador of Kino Artists Cinema in Tallinn.
Yeah.
And I read that this film theater works with many local distributors. And speaking of your country, what's the situation of independent cinema?
I just saw some kind of statistics about the cinema in Estonia in general, and like we got this booklet here, and I realized that the situation in Estonia is like the worst, one of the worst in Europe. And to be honest, like the people I know are mostly working in the culture sector. Yeah, okay. Culture sector. And we care about the cinema, we go to the cinema, but I think the Netflix is just taking over too much, and Estonia is a really like IT country, and I feel like people really love to have their home cinemas and things, so I think they're not really interested in paying that much. But I feel like the independent cinemas in Estonia have a really fair price for everything, or at least I don't know if it's fair. I think it should be higher. The fair would be the higher price, but people love the price of the independent cinema. So I think
they recognize that it's a value.
Yeah, and I think people really appreciate it. At least the people I know. I mean, if we're talking about the older generation, I think they don't really care about it, and they don't understand the concept of contemporary art, or you know, the independent cinemas, which show the films that they don't really understand.
And yeah. Have you ever attended some film festival in your own country?
Have I visited?
Yes. If you attend to some other film festival.
Yeah, there is the Black Knights Film Festival, which is the most popular one in Estonia, which I visit every year. But since it's in the capital and I go to school, then it's a bit difficult. But now they also show films in the other city where I go to university. So now I can take part in the other city as well when I'm not in the capital. And, well, they also have a festival of queer films. It's called Festheart. And, well, I just recently saw an Instagram post about how the magazines and the newspapers don't want to advertise it, and the only thing, like, there was a one online magazine which published it, and they were like saying like some bad things about it, so that's pretty sad.
Okay, thank you, Tristan, for sharing your experience with us as an Estonian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Zanarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.